Yo, what's up, Real Champs podcast listeners? Hassan and Mushtaq back with another episode. Of course, it's been a hectic couple of weeks in the transfer window. So we're just going to take a look at Madrid's three latest signings, which have been absolutely massive. To be fair, each one in their own right kind of deserves their own podcast. But that busy student life, we're going to cram it all in together in a half hour. Hassan, I don't know, people might care about how you're doing. I don't give a shit, personally, but how are you?
Suffering with the British weather. It's June and now we've just had a month's worth of rain in 3 days.
Dude, it's actually so disgusting here in Toronto too. Like, it looks so bad and like it feels like England.
It's like depressing. It's really depressing. Yeah. Obviously, having just come back from Portugal to watch the Nations League, yes, I did see Ronaldo score a hat trick in person, just to brag that one a bit further. I'm okay, man. Just a bit depressed from the shit weather I'm having to endure back home.
Anyways, moving on. So first signing of the three, or the earliest one, was Eden Hazard. It finally happened. I think we all kind of knew this summer would be the summer.
And it ended up, it was the worst kept secret, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was. Like, it was just due to happen for so long, and it's kind of nice that it finally did. But, it was like, what, 88 million, then the bonuses and all that jazz gets to 130. We sold Ronaldo for 100 last summer. So you think about it, only really spent 33 or so. So not bad.
Absolutely crazy when you think about it, how good the sort of value for money these transfers have been, really.
Yeah.
You compare it to Barcelona, who've spent 300 million on Ousmane Dembele and Coutinho combined.
And now they're probably going to have to sell one of those players because Griezmann.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, at least some people know how to spend money properly.
Yeah. I think we should just pen a letter to FFP, just saying. I mean, Barca looks a little sketchy, but whatever.
Yeah, they've always looked sketchy, but they'll always get away with it. What can you do? There's no point.
Okay, so Hazard's here. He hasn't really yet been assigned a number. So, for those of you who have seen that picture of that supposed Hazard jersey at the Real Madrid store, so here's a backstory behind it. That's a Real Madrid store at the airport in Barcelona. And what somebody did is they went and bought the latest kit and then custom printed Hazard's name and number onto it, went and put it back on a hanger and stuck it on the rack, took a picture of it, and then that's why it blew up. But Mariano Diaz is still with the club and he still holds the number 7. Two things. One, whether he's staying with the club or not, will indicate whether he keeps the 7. But I think even if he does stay, there's no way he's keeping the 7.
The strange thing is, I've seen a report earlier today, and I think it was in Abu Dhabi or Dubai, the official Real Madrid store there is selling jerseys with Hazard 7 on them, which is very weird. So it seems inevitable he's going to get the 7. Rumor has it he wanted the 10, but obviously with Luka Modric occupying that currently, he's not going to come in, kick up a fuss and demand that because he's not about that. It's likely that I'd be shocked if he doesn't get the 7, but at least he's worthy of the 7. I'm sorry, but I just can't accept Mariano Diaz having the 7 for another season. I had to swallow my pride for this season with that one. And I got into many debates about that.
I didn't have a big deal with it because I was kind of like, whatever. It's not like there's somebody else who really should have it instead of Diaz anyway. Like, I'm not saying there's no one else that was better on that 2018-19 squad, but like, realistically,
I'd rather given it to Vinicius, if I'm honest. If I had to give it to anyone, it would have been him. But I mean, saying that, it's been safe for Hazard in that sense. But imagine if we'd given it to Asensio, given the seasons he's just had.
Oh my God.
Imagine he gets quite a lot of hate already currently. Imagine how much more hate you would have got
He
was wearing the 7.
I feel bad for the kid, and I think he's kind of turned me off of this idea of, like, super kids. You know, like, when they're, like, 19 years old or 20?
You just want to be that extra bit careful in terms of how much you hype them up.
Yeah, I think I learned that lesson the hard way. Don't get me wrong, I still think he can have a great season if he stays with Real Madrid, but it's just, it didn't happen with the consistency that was hyped up to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like we've drilled this point home a million times now, but we always said his form was streaky at best even before this season. So I never understood how anyone would have thought he was going to suddenly just step up and take a mantelpiece as like a cornerstone in the squad.
True. We've spoke about it a million times. So
yeah, exactly. So we're not going to flog the dead horse. But yeah, no, we weren't majorly shocked when like it started to go wrong. So
okay. So Hazard's here. What position does he play?
Has to be that left winger, doesn't it, really? I can't imagine anywhere else where he's going. Unless they do an absolute complete switch up and end up playing him on the right and leave Vinicius to play on the left. Who knows, man? It's actually quite... I'd imagine it's going to be the left. But, I mean, rumours of a formation change doesn't make that any easier to assume where he's going to be. He could even just play off the striker, so that could be weird.
Yep. Okay, with him in, who are three people that will now leave Real Madrid?
I've got... Well, I think Mariano Diaz is definitely one of them that's going to go. I don't know. It's hard to predict. I mean, I think Raul de Tomas is going to go. I think he's definitely nailed on to go. It looks like Benfica are going to take him. I've got a feeling one of Isco or Asensio is going to go. Probably Isco, if we go for another midfielder. And it's hard to pick the third one. I can't really think of a third one because, well, you'd imagine Bale's going to go, but for some reason, I just think it's going to be impossible to get rid of the man. Don't know about you, who your three are, but Bale should be one of them.
I think your first one I would have to agree with. The second one will either be one of James or Isco, and the third will be either one of Lucas Vazquez or Marco Asensio.
The only reason I didn't say James is because when Florentino Perez did that little interview he did, he said he's not going to bring James back just to sell him, which was interesting. So who knows? Who knows? But
I mean, the reason why I say like one of Isco or James is because like both of them had to fight one another a couple of seasons ago.
Very true.
Right? So seems like there wasn't room for both then. I don't see how there's for both.
Suddenly be room now. Yeah, very true. And
even now, like we have even more talking like attack-minded players. Of course, like so now you have who's here. And yes, you can argue that Hazard plays in the final third and these guys play in the middle third. But like James, more so Isco, but both of them are very like fluid players in that they just float around, you know, the middle and final thirds of the pitch. So it's not like they have a designated spot or a designated role or position. They're not as, I guess you could say, tethered as maybe Luka Modric or Toni Kroos are.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard to pick out the two of them which one's going to go. I mean, I've always been an advocate for James regardless. I've always preferred him to Isco. Obviously, you've always been more of an Isco fan, so we're always going to disagree there, but one of them's obviously going to have to go, so it'll be interesting to see which one it will be. But yeah, there's definitely going to be some heads rolling in the next few weeks for sure.
Yes,
especially with rumors of another move coming in, considering the fact we've already signed three players, which is scary, and spent 300 million. Say again, sorry.
I said, who else is there to sign?
It'll be another midfielder. I think it's going to be one of, like, you know, you. I think they're going to go all out for Pogba. If they don't get Pogba, rumour has it, it'll be Tanguy and Ndombele, who I'd love to see at the club. But it's hard to predict, man. Really hard to predict.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I just don't know. It's been so hard to predict, and then like this window has been such like a whirlwind. It's just throwing any level of like trying to understand and predict anything out of the window because you just don't know what's happening.
What was my question for you? I already forgot. Shit. Fuck. Damn. Yeah, I don't even remember. Oh, if there is a formation change, I think it was a 4-5-2 was like the rumored formation change with Jovic and Benzema as a top two. Do you think that's realistic at all?
I could see them playing a two up front. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, considering the type of player that Jovic is, he's very much no-nonsense in the box, finishes left-right with his head, doesn't matter. So that's going to work very well with Zidane's crossing, inshallah, tactic, which everybody knows and loves. So who knows, man? Like, I think that's why Jovic was bought, because he suits that style of play down to a T. Like, he's going to get so much service as well. It'd be interesting how those two rotate, actually, Benzema and Jovic. But like people thinking that they're similar players, they're really not. They're just not the same at all. I think Jovic has been brought in to fill the void of what Ronaldo left in terms of somebody who takes just lots of shots in the box.
Do you think that there is, like, do you dare make a goal assist prediction for Hazard this coming season?
you'll be double digits in both. I can definitely give you that much. I reckon you'll get 25 goals, 20 assists. That's my prediction. To be fair, because this season, for Chelsea in all competitions and for Belgium, of course, as well, I think he's got 26 goals and 20 assists. Only player in Europe to get 20 and 20 in both categories. So he's definitely gonna thrive in the league, in a league where he's, you know, obviously he's a technical player. The league is quite a technical league. Not as physical as the Premier League, so he's going to be afforded that little bit more space. I mean, you've seen players like, obviously Messi thrives there. It'll be crazy, man. Like, he's going to be such a stupendous league player for Real Madrid. It's not even funny.
Moving on to the next guy. Oh, by the way, I'm going to say 20 goals, 15 assists, minimum. Why are you shaking your head, Tom? My friend is in class, by the way, guys, while I'm recording this podcast, and he's shaking his head on my 20 goal, 15 assist prediction. You know, slide the iPhone XS on the table, Tom?
I guess La Liga's an easy
league. Oh, La Liga's an easy league. Okay. He's a Liverpool fan, though. So
get Tom on the podcast.
Tom doesn't want to be on the podcast, sadly. Okay, next guy, Luka Jovic. Fucking stoked about that.
Really excited about your Luka Jovic. Like, literally, I've been speaking to a few of my friends who all obviously support the different clubs, and like I've done their heads in about how much I've just been gassing this guy up. I'm just so excited to see this guy move to Real Madrid.
That highlight video that they played at the formal announcer, and it was so funny when they put the camera on him and he's just sitting there like, yeah,
stone faced killer.
Yeah, it was just so stone. I think he gave like one smile when he put on the kit and went on the pitch, and like when he kissed the badge. And then other than that, he's just like, "Yeah, I'm here."
I love it, man.
Everybody.
I absolutely love him. He looks like he's so no nonsense, takes no shit.
I really hope he just takes the time and like has the patience or maybe the maturity to just kind of do what Vinicius has done with Benzema. And just hang out with him outside of, you know, training or whatever. And, like, I mean, on and off the pitch, just learn from him. Like, you know, gain that experience from him. I mean, like, you could say whatever you want about Benzema, call him a trash player or whatever. But this guy's been with Real Madrid since 2009. So, like, he knows what he's doing. He understands the club. He understands the culture. And he knows what it is to be. You know,
he takes a lot of the younger stars under his wing as well. If you listen to most accounts of younger stars in the way of, like, even when Theo Hernandez was at the club, he said that Benzema was very much the guy that takes you under his wing and sort of showed you the traditions and the values and the way things work at the club.
He's like a dad.
He is basically the dad of the group. But yeah, he kind of gives you that vibe as well when you look at him. He looks like the kind of guy who just wants to look after people. Yeah. I mean, the relationship he's got with Vinicius is great.
Yeah,
exactly. They share such a good... And you can see that time they spent together off the pitch has worked on the pitch because they're just, like, they're already telepathic. It's frightening.
It's awesome to see. What's your goal prediction for Jovic? Or do you dare make one? I'm not making one.
I'm going to make one.
And I nearly made it, and that's it.
I still think he'll bag about 15 to 20 goals somewhere in that region. I mean, he scored 27 this season, so you know, I might be slightly lowballing him there.
Liga is such a trash league. I'm pretty sure he'll just beat up on other teams, right?
Yeah, he's just going to dick on everyone. It's just how it works. And it's like Liga and Uber Eats, as it's called now.
Oh, my God. That's the ugliest thing ever. Imagine being called freaking Liga Uber Eats.
I don't like to trash on other leagues. Like, it's not something I like to do, but that is tragic. It's absolutely tragic. How can anyone just think anyone's going to take that seriously from now on? You're named after a delivery service, for God's sake.
I mean, at least other leagues are named after banks. Like, you know, banks are cool.
Yeah, that's understandable. Right. You know, like Barclays Premier League, that's pretty good. La Liga Santander, it sounds pretty good. It flows nicely. But Liga and Uber Eats, I mean, I'm pretty sure they had Domino's in their league name not so long ago.
Oh, my God. Okay, moving on. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. So bad. Okay, if there is a formation change, you get a 4-4-2 and you get... Luka beside. By the way, there's so many Lukas at Real Madrid. There's Luka Zidane, Luka Modric, Lucas Vasquez, and who else? I'm missing one more. I can't think of it.
A lot of Lukes in that club.
There are a lot of Lukes. Okay, so if they don't play the 4-4-2 and they play a 4-3-3, do you think that minutes will be delegated based on competition, or will it be solely based on form, or will Zidane look to get the most out of both players? And I don't want to say rotate, because that's more of like a North American thing, because you can't really rotate. Once you make the sub, you've made the sub. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, Zidane's been pretty good at rotating before anyways. So, I don't know. I think he'll get the best out of what he's got. He's never really had issues with it before. I mean, I think it'll be a very similar situation to 2016-17, you know, where we had like an A and a B team, which was ridiculous in itself. I mean, that I think this team's actually more stacked than that one, which is just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable to think we've got a squad that's even more stacked than what that one was. And that one was stacked.
Yeah, I think this is like the perfect turnaround. It's like the perfect turnaround for the way things should go after like such a shit season, really. Down last one, Ferland Mendy. I think this, to me, had to be the funniest transfer that I've witnessed, at least in the last couple of years. You have Didier Deschamps saying in a press conference that... So first you have the director or whatever of Lyon saying, no, Real Madrid and us are not in any contact. There's no negotiations happening, whatever. Then a few days later, you have all the European teams on international duty, and you have Didier Deschamps saying in a press conference in French, of course, that Mendy's going to Real Madrid. Spoils the whole thing. What an absolute idiot. Like, I don't even care that he spoiled it. It was just more so, like, the teams, like, both teams must have been pissed with him. Like,
I imagine Perez especially.
Yeah.
Like, Leon would have obviously swallowed their pride, but...
Why is Mendy telling people?
I have no idea. I mean, you just imagine, like, even if he did tell people that they'd be, like, professional enough to keep their mouth shut, you know what I mean? So, like, as if he'd just gone out there and openly said, yeah... He's going to Real Madrid soon. Before the transfer has even been announced. Like, Deschamps, what were you thinking?
Yeah, it's so stupid. Anyway, yesterday Madrid announced it. Mendy is coming to Real Madrid. Now Madrid will have three... Well, first of all, I haven't watched much of Mendy, and I hate to be someone who just goes and watch a highlight video and say, yes, I understand how the player is. Do you have any insight on Mendy?
He's very good in both directions from what I have seen. Strong and quick going forward, but he can defend as well. I'm very excited about him. Very, very much. So I'd say after Ndombele, the second best player at Lyon that was worth paying attention to.
Oh, by the way, I just saw this if you guys are interested. Real Madrid did announce on their official Twitter account that they'll be doing the Hazard presentation at 7 p.m. local time, of course. So if you guys are interested, I think you could watch that online. How do you see the situation around the left-back position? Because we have Teo Hernandez, who's loaned out. We have Marcelo and Sergi, who are both in-house, if you want to say that. And now Mendy.
Reguilón's going to go out on loan.
I hate that, though. That sucks.
I hate that, because he did really well last season as well.
You need to get Mendy, though?
I think so, because I don't think there's really been any... I mean, Reguilón's good, but I don't think he's got as good prospects as Mendy. That's the only thing. I mean, obviously, the bonuses of Reguilón is obviously he's proven in the league, he's used to the system, etc., etc. But Mendy's definitely got a higher ceiling, has the potential to be probably easily one of the best fullbacks in the world in a few years' time. He is definitely just a better prospect. But then you've always got Marcelo in the equation, where we don't quite know what sort of shape he's going to come back in next season. You know, he's going to come back all cylinders firing. He's going to come back how he was last season, sort of out of shape, looking out of touch like he's on the slide. It's hard to tell. And obviously, you've got Achraf Hakimi as well that's coming back at some point soon. And he's like sort of between left back and right back, looks better at right back. But even at right back, I mean, we've got Carvalho and Odriozola, who are both very good. So it's like there's just an absolute influx of fullbacks at Real Madrid currently. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. We have six, like on paper, we have six pretty top level fullbacks, which is kind of weird. If I mean, my God, I can't talk. Ashraf Hakimi is not coming back from Dortmund this summer. We already know that, though. So he'll be spending another season there. So it'd be cool to see minutes being split between Odriozola and Danny Carvajal, which would be good. I think it would keep both healthy, fresh, and competing against one another.
Yeah, definitely, man. Just hopefully Carvajal shows a bit better form than he did last season, because I thought he was quite bad last season, to be honest. He didn't impress me at all in last season, especially at the end as well. From February until the end of the season, he was woefully bad.
Yeah, it was not a good sign. Hopefully Mendy will come in and bring some competition, make things a little more exciting. I'm sure he will. I think having more great players come into an already great club with good players just adds to the competition and makes those individuals want to be better and compete against one another. Real quick before we end, though, who are three players? I know we talked about this for Hazard, but just in general, who are three players that you think will be sold or loaned?
Sold or loaned. So I forgot if Ceballos is going to be loaned out. Reports saying he's going to be loaned and not sold, which I'm absolutely ecstatic about, because I would have been absolutely gutted if he was sold. I think Isco will be sold. I don't know why I've got this feeling he'll be sold. Third one's a tricky one. Definitely Mariano. I think Mariano is pretty much signed, sealed, and gone when it comes to his time at the club. What about your choices? Who are your three that are essentially dead men?
I'll change it in a different way. Three players that I think could be loaned, but I do not want to see sold, are Danny Ceballos, Marcos Llorente, and Fede Valverde.
I've got a feeling Fede Valverde is going to stay. From what I've read, Zidane really seems to like him, which is fantastic because he's a very good player.
Out of those three, though, I think the one I'd like to see loaned would be Danny Ceballos, and the two that I'd like to see are, of course, Llorente and Valverde.
Yeah, that's understandable. It's a shame that Llorente didn't work out, man. He's very good.
I don't know what it is. Working out, though.
Zidane's got some sort of issue.
It makes no sense how that doesn't work out. The kid's so good.
I know he's outstanding, but Zidane's got an absolute love affair for Casemiro, as we all know. So.
And he's, like, stupidly fit. Oh, by the way, there's a report that the medical staff were, like, absolutely stunned and amazed at how fit Luka Jovic is.
That's only going to bode well. He's an absolute machine.
Yeah, he's not stocky, but he just looks like a tank.
Yeah, he looks like he would bully pretty much any defender in front of him. Seeing he's not even 6 foot is even more startling.
Yeah, it'll be a good one. Anyway, we'll do another one, provided someone else gets signed. No, I'm just kidding. We'll do another one soon. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Hassan, last thoughts?
Enjoyed the Hazard presentation. It's about time we had a big name player come in again. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. Anyway, guys, peace out. Thanks so much for listening. I almost said watching. Jesus Christ. Enjoy your day. Hala Madrid.